few days back, I had a question from one of our fellows here at Rubaba TV, who is from Uganda, and was asking how can he manage to have a reasonable number of pig within a short period of time. I wondered that there are some few people and a lot of people having the same questions concerning on how they can increase the rapidly increase the number of the pigs in the farm within a short period of time. So within today's sessions, I say it is better to answer those people of that kind or people with the same kind of question. So if you're new here, consider subscribing and hit the bell so as to be updated whenever we put videos, and you might tell your fellow so as to be updated and know many a lot of things that we speak here in Rubaba TV. I don't mean when you do this kind of thing that I said here, you have done it all. But what I mean is just to share my knowledge and experience on how you can rapidly increase the number of your pigs within your farm. So by my thoughts and knowledge, I suggested these are some few things that can help you to manage what you want to do. First thing is the selection of the good and quality pig breed. We know quality pig farming and continuously pig farming start from the selection of quality pig breed. This is very essential because when you don't have a good quality or a good pig breed, you might have everything. You might have a good housing, you might have enough food and to feed them, but the production will still be low. So you must select a pig breed which is capable of giving a lot of piglets within a short period of time, but healthier piglets which will be able to sustain to live sustainably in all the period of its life. Second thing is the use of hormones which will help all the sows who are ready to be mate to enter into heat within a same period of time. The use of these hormones are very useful because when all your sows are in a heat, then it will be better because it will manage and help all of them to be pregnant within the same period of time, thus the following within the same period of time. To know much about this hormone, then contact your veterinary doctor so as he or she can help you to know which hormones are useful. So that is another technique that you can use. And the third thing is the good husbandry. When we talk about good husbandry, we mean the good care of you, all of your pigs. And when we talk of the good care, it's not escapable of good. When we talk of good care, we talk of good feed, we talk of quality environment, cleanness. These are essential because a lot of diseases and disorders are coming from feed and general cleanness. When in the general cleanness is dirty, it means some diseases will be born there. And when the food is not balanced and not enough, some diseases will also occur. So another thing to be considered is good husbandry. This is very essential every step of your production. And the last thing for today is having a good plan when you want to sell your pigs. Many of farmers are just selling when they feel that they have a need, or they just want to take a person to school, they want to take a kid at school, they want to buy something, they just go there in the farm and sell his or her pig. That is not a good practice. The good practice is having a good plan when selling your pigs. This will not only help you having a large number of pigs, but will help you having a reasonable profit in your farming. Because when you sell a lot of pigs, it means you gain a lot of income. Despite of selling just once when you want to buy something, you will never see your money. So have a good plan when you want to sell your pigs to somebody or to a certain place. Let's end up there for today and hope you learned something which you didn't know before. And maybe if you have something to share, just comment there down. I hope you have something great to share for better knowledge sharing. This is Man Rubaba and this is Rubaba TV. Till next time, and thank you for being with me.